Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Fuller. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The DH, Bobby Mitchell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. And now, play ball. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blair moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Fuller goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Money reaches second base with a double. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echeverrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Scott reaches second base with a double. Money scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Scott scores. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 2, Brewers, 2. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers too. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Coluccio. Echeverrin reaches second base with a double. Jim Slayton now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger bunts towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. Echeverrin moves to third. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Echeverrin scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blair moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Money moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Williams reaches second base with a double. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Echeverrin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. Coluccio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 5-4, Orioles. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coluccio. The throw from Echeverrin and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Wayne Garland now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coluccio scores. Porter scores. Yount moves to second. It's 6-5, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echeverrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coluccio hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Echeverrin hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Blair steals second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garland fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Garland. May moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May moves to third. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Bobby Mitchell. Grant Jackson now pitching. Ken Berry pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Baylor goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Brewers. Enos Cabell pinch runs for Brooks Robinson. Tom Murphy now pitching. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. Porter drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Williams out. Two outs. Boog Powell pinch hits for Andy Echeverrin. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is walked intentionally. Elrod Hendricks pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing third base. Earl Williams now catching. Boog Powell now playing first base. Frank Baker now playing shortstop. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coluccio strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Money is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey pinch hits for Paul Blair. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Bumbrey reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 4 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Bumbrey moves to third. Two outs. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.